Vov Kislev, Tuesday the 6th of December, Rabbi Shlomo Klein. Should schnitzel be mazonus? Oh, we've got on the edge of our seats on this one.
Should schnitzels be mazonus?
Okay,
so first thing we have to work out, what exactly is a schnitzel? Now, before we do that, I just make a disclaimer. Now, I'm not a posuk. I'm just going to try and miyasha the minute got in on the make shahakal. That's really what we're going to try and do. Because everyone makes shahakal on schnitzels, besides a few interesting people. We just have to try and work out why it's shahakal. Okay, so what is a schnitzel? So, people don't, well, maybe some people do know, but I did a bit of research. Who started this idea of putting a little bit of matzah meal or breadcrumbs around a piece of fish or around a piece of chicken to cook it? Like, where did it come from? Give it a nice crunch. So really good. It goes like this. Basically, when you every carbohydrate, when you fry it, it automatically makes the first thing, the reaction of the heat with the carbohydrate causes it to harden, forming a crust. And then the crust protects the inside, let's say a chip, piece of potato. It protects the inside of the chip, and then the juices stay inside, and that's how you get the yummy crunch of a chip, because it's the outside is hardened, it's made a crust, the inside stays moist, and that's the function of frying. Now, if you do that with a protein, with most proteins, it's not going to work. What happens is, it doesn't form a crust, and all the juices will just leave it. If you just fry a piece of chicken, you don't grill it, you just fry it, then it just, what it does is when you fry it, the actual grilling causes some sort of crust. But if you fry it, the juices will leave the chicken. So what they did was, they came with the idea, take a bit of carb, take a bit of matzah meal or breadcrumbs or flour or cornflakes, which are hadoma, so it's a bit different to our shayla. But take a bit of carbohydrate, put it around the outside with some eggs, stick it on with some egg. When you fry it, it'll harden, and then you have the same, it does the same thing like a chip. The inside is all moist and soft and gishmat, and the outside is a delicious crust. And there you go, you have your tasty schnitzel. So really and truly, the breadcrumbs aren't really there, that breadcrumbs should give taste to the actual schnitzel. It's true that it does, but really and truly, the original function of these breadcrumbs was in order that when the schnitzel fries, it shouldn't lose its juices. That's the real, now actually, people enjoy the taste, people enjoy the crunch, so it could be that that might make a difference. But now we know what a schnitzel is. On the one hand, the real reason why people put these breadcrumbs on is to keep the juices in the protein, in the fish, chicken, meat, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, people do use the breadcrumbs to give taste. Horaya, nowadays you get all different types of flavored breadcrumbs, you get like sweet and sour, you get anything. Indian breadcrumbs, so you get all sorts of breadcrumbs. It's definitely there also as a function of taste. Okay, now. Now, let's first of all, the rule of brachas is ikka and tofel. That the ikka, you make a bracha on the ikka and it patters the tofel. Whatever's the main thing that you're eating, that's the bracha goes on that. When the tofel doesn't get a bracha, it goes with the bracha of the ikka. Besides for one exception, and that is mazonus. By mazonus, the Gemara says in brachas laf lamad vav mud beis, Rav Shmuel the omri tshuvayim. Kol sheyesh boi mechameshes haminim, anything which has in it mechameshes haminim, it's just good in it. The Gemara doesn't say it's an ikka. The Gemara doesn't say that it's the main thing you're trying to eat over here. It's got in it mechameshes haminim, one of the five minim. Wheat, barley, oats, spelt and rye. Mevarchin olav boire mine mezoinos. The bracha is mezoinos. So this is an exception to the rule of ikka v'tofel. The normal rule of ikka v'tofel is you give us a roiv, whatever's more. You look at what's more, that's the main thing. Or maybe you give us chaviva sometimes, depending on the case. But here's a new rule. If it's gotten it from the five minim, wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye, berchosa mazainas, bevarchin, Allah, bayri minim mazainas, and this is paskin in Shulchan Aruch, in Erchaim, in Simon Reish, Ches, Sif Beis. They make mazainas, if it's gotten it mazainas, you make mazainas. How much? It doesn't say. So we have to work out a couple of svaras in Rishonim. What is this deal? Why is this an exception to the rule? If we understand why this is an exception to the rule, then we can understand how we're going to deal with our schnitzel. Okay? So, The first point is that there's a... The reason why all brachos, let's say an apple, it's bayre peri ha'etz, because it's a peri ha'etz. A potato is bayre peri ha'adam, because it's a peri ha'adam. What about mezainis? Mezainis is a funny bracha. Bayre mine mezainis. It's not the same, it's not a peri ha'adamah, it's not a peri ha'etz, it's a min mezainis. Now what is mezainis? The Rishonim say that the word mezain comes from the word zon. It nourishes you, it feeds you, it satisfies you. And there's a special bracha on the chamesh saminim, because that's soyed. Actually, soyed means satisfy. A su'uda also means a su'uda is something which satisfies you. So really, the reason why the chamesh saminim have got a special bracha is because they're soyed. The Torah adds another reason as well, because which goes together with it, because they're a breakdown of the chamesh saminim. Chitan sa'ira al chamesh saminim. And the Torah brings down, it's actually Gemara later on in Ketz Mavachim Brachas, that even oats, spelt, and rye are also from the family of wheat and barley. So they're related to the Chamesh Saminim. They're not really Chamesh Saminim, they're also Chamesh Saminim Dik. But the main reason why it's Mazainas, why he made this new bracha called Boire Mine Mazainas, he created the Minim, which are amazing, is because these five Minim really fill you up. They satisfy you, they're amazing, it's Soyed, that's what you make a Su'uda on.
Amazing,
that's right. So, what happens is, the first Svarah that Rishonim say is, this is Svarah HaTosfos, that because the function of the Chamesh HaMinim is to be Soyed Liboy, Kedesh Yisoyed HaLeib, that's Lashon HaTosfos, in order to feel satisfied, so that's why it got a special bracha. Therefore says Tosfos, where the Abnei explains Tosfos, it doesn't make a difference, all the rules of Ikar and Tafel anymore. The rule of Ikar Tafel is, when you're eating something which is not going to have this new idea of Soyed Libra, if you're eating a Priya Adama with a Priya Eitz, so okay, so you see which one's Ikar, which one's Tafel. And that'll be the bracha. But here it's different. Since the whole Bari Emini Mazonis is a new bracha, which was made on this new idea of Soyed Halev, and it takes over all other brachas, Mazonis takes over because its function is Yisoyed Halev, the fact that it's filling you up, makes you make mazonis, says Tosfos, a Pashta Zach, which comes from a Gemara, Daf Lama Tes, Rabbi Kivega says on the side, it comes from Gemara and Brachas Daf Lama Tes. What happens if you're using the flour for Ledavik Ba'alma, Ledavik Ba'alma, maybe that's how you read it, to stick it together. And that's the fishbowl shayla. Because you want there to be the flour, whatever you're going to put in it, the matzamin inside it, in order to make the fishbowl well bound, well all ready to fry or to cook, whatever you're doing it. So you add flour, ledavik ba'alma. Says Tosfos, since you're not using the flour, lisoid halev, you're using the flour for a different function, you're not using it to fill you up. You're not using it for that, you're not even interested in the taste, you're not interested in anything. Says Tosfos, that's not going to make the zonis. That's the answer to the theory of two Gemaras. That's the assert of Tosfos. Tosfos holds that when it's lissoid halev, when it's to fill you up, when you're using the flour or the matzah meal or the breadcrumbs to fill you up, then the bracha is mazainah. But if you're just using it ledevek ba'alma, then it's not lissoid halev, it's not that new important function of mazainahs. Lissoid halev, it won't change the bracha of your fish balls, and the bracha will stay shahakov.
Saying this side halev, you could say that the flour actually in Metzias is soyed.
Oh, we'll get to that. What happens if Metzias is soyed?
You don't know that.
So we'll see. We'll get to that.
The majority of
the flour. Right, we'll get to all the practicalities in a moment. This is the first shit that I'm showing you of Tosfos. We'll get there. So the second shit of the Rishonim, the shit of Rambam, Rashba, they hold there's no new idea of this side halev. That's not the pshat why it's Brachos Mazonos. The reason is, it's the good old Ikar V'Tofel rule. But normally, Ikar V'Tofel goes with Rive. What's the majority? Hey, Chamesh Saminim are so choshev, maybe cause Lissed Alei, but they're so choshev, they always are the Ikar. That is the Rambam and the Rashba. It's the good old Ikar V'Tofel rule. Now, I say shir to boys of 15 every day, so they always like to hear Chakira, you know, to make it to Lomdash Chakira. So in Shir to 50, I'll say, Yesh Lachkar, a Chakira. Is the Pshat that Chamesh Saminim overrules Ikav HaTofel. It does away with Ikav HaTofel because it's a new rule of Nisai Dalei, which ignores Ikav HaTofel. Or, no, it's part of the rules of Ikav HaTofel. Lavas, it always is the Ikav. That's the Chakira. That's the Machalikah of Shalom. According to Tosfos, Chamesh Saminim, forget about Ikav HaTofel. It's not the point. If it's Nisai Dalei, that's it. It's Mazayin. I don't care. Ikav HaTofel, I don't care. According to the Rambam and according to the Rashba, no, this is the good old Ikav HaTofel rule. But in Ikav HaTofel there's a rule. The Chamesh Saminim are so chashav that they're going to be the Ikav. Come what may, Chamesh Saminim are the Ikav. Now, the Avnei Nezer, in Ur Chaim, Siman Lamed Ches, Avnei Nezer says an afkemina between the Rambam and Tosfos. Now, it's an original vault, and in fact, if you look in the poskim, even the Beis Yosef Mishnah Berurah, they don't say this nafka minah. The Mishnah Berurah clearly doesn't take on this nafka minah. But it's for the intent and purpose of the lomdus of the sugya, then it brings out the point. What happens, says the Avnei Nezer, if you add the chamesh saminim, not lisod halev, but for taste, for tam, it adds taste. Adding the breadcrumbs, or whatever it is, or the flour, is going to add taste to your food. What's the din then? It's not, on the one hand, it's not devek, it's not just to stick it together, but on the other hand, it's not lisoy dalev, it's not going to fill you up, we're not putting it there to fill you up. Says that, I believe it depends. According to Tosfos, who Tosfos said that the whole thing is lisoy dalev, so I couldn't care less that it tastes delicious now. Is this filling you up? Are you using it to fill you up? No. So therefore, what's the din? Goes back to all the regular din of Hilchos Brachos, Chamesh Saminim will not make it mazonus. The fact that it's made out of wheat will not make it mazonus, because just for Tam Ba'alma. Abba Zadavineza, according to the Rambam, but the Rambam and the Rashba, who they hold that it's the Ikav HaTofel rule, it's just that Chamesh Saminim is the Ikav because it's so choshev. So because it's there for Tam, it's giving taste to your food, therefore it's the Ikav. If it's Ledevek, of course the Rambam agrees that it's not an Ikka, because the Devek can't be for Ikka, because you're not using it to eat. It's not the Achila, the Lashon Ra'ah. It's a way that your food will be prepared. It's a way of preparing your food. You're not using it to actually eat the food in a better way. So therefore, if it's Ledevek, the Rambam agrees that it doesn't become an Ikka. But if it's Letam, if it's for taste, then the Rambam will hold it as an Ikka. So we have three levels. The highest level is if it's Lissad Aleiv. If it's Lissad Aleiv, everybody holds its mazonos. The middle level is Latam. If it's there for taste, Lahakshir or Lahatim Ha'oichel. That's Lashon of the Rashba. To enhance the taste of the Oichel. If it's to enhance the taste of the Oichel, that's the middle level. That, according to the Avnei Nezer, is a Machlokas, a Rambam, and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it's going to be Hadamash, Hakal, whatever it is, because it's not Lissad Aleiv. But according to the Rambam, it's going to be mazonos. And then the devek ba'alma, the lowest level, if it's just to bind your food, then the halacha is going to be according to everyone that the bracha will be shahakal or hadama, not mazainas, because then it doesn't have this rule of kol she'esh bechamesh saminim. The Rambam gives a couple other more examples, just for shleimus. In the Rambam Perek Gimel Mehilchos Brachos Halacha Vav, he gives a couple of examples. He actually says mefurish about tam. We'll read it out in a second. But he gives a couple more examples of things which are not, which do not go into this rule of kol shiyesh ben chamesh saminim. Rambam says kol davar shema arvin oisei ledabek or ledabek. How do you read it? If it's there to bind the food together, oy kidei litin reyach. It's just there that should give a nice smell. You add this flowery thing to give it a nice smell. You know, I was reading recently about coffee, and there's a whole shaila because all coffee is mevushal. That's why we're allowed to pour hot water on coffee on Shabbos, from a cliche, because it's already mevushal. But I was reading that in the fancy coffees, in the better grade coffees, when you open it up and it's got that great smell, they add raw coffee beans, a little bit of raw ground coffee beans, not the whatever, however they do it, to make it the regular instant coffee. They add a little bit in order that it should have that smell. They add it literally to reach. Yeah, it's a common thing, and it becomes a big problem on Shabbos because then you can't pour water on it because it's not been washed before. But anyway, there is the idea that people add things just for rare. It doesn't make a difference to the taste. They want it when you open up the coffee. Oh, that's a great smell. That's what they want it to be. So they add this raw coffee beans to it. But I'll call upon him. But Negev to us, if you've added flour or breadcrumbs or matzah meal just lereach, says the Rambam, that's also like ledevek. Oi, kedei letzvayas hatavshel, you want to have a nice color. All these things have nothing to do with eating it. It's all nice to have a nice color, it's great, looks good. To have a nice reach, it smells attractive, people smell it or they want to come and eat. Ledevek, to bind it, it's also, but it's all not to do with eating. Harei zu tfeila, says the Rambam, harei zu tfeila, because the Rambam lishatosa, he holds all about ikin and tafel. It's not a new din. So therefore, in these cases, the end of the day is tefillah. Says the Rambam, lefichach, sorry, aval, im irev, kidei litin tam, v'taruvas. If you mix it in to give taste, to enhance the taste of your food, oh, so the Rambam, hareyu ikka, then it becomes an ikka. So first of the Rambam, that for taste, it becomes an ikka. And that will be according to the Avnei Nezer, it'll be machlekas, Rambam and Tosfos. Now let me stress again, it's only according to the Avnei Nezer. If you look at Beis Yosef, in Reish Dalad and in Reish Ches and in Mishabur for sure, they put together the Rambam, the Rashba and Tosfos. They say there's no difference whether it's for Tam, whether it's for Suda, and then he passes like Tosfos, and he passes the Rambam, he says it's not Machlokes at all. We'll explain the Mishabur's Shitta in a moment. But that's what the Avnei Nezer says, that according to the Rambam, it's going to be Tam is an Ikka, and according to Tosfos, because it's nothing to do with Ikka and Tofel, it's a new Dilem Lissed Aleib, Tam won't play a role. There is one more idea which you find in the Rishonim. I'm calling it an idea, not a shitta, because it goes with the shitta of Ikka and Tafel. But this is the idea that it's not just it's an Ikka. Chamesh Zaminim is so choshev that the name of the dish which you're eating gets taken over by the Chamesh Zaminim. It'll be called a Chamesh Zaminim dish. The Rosh, it's a Me'iri, and it's also Mashman the Rosh. I brought the Me'iri along over here. But he says like this. Avapi shehichnis boy, you put into the dish, harbe mehem. Meaning dvash, shemen, tavlin. Even if it's more than the chamesh saminim. Zok de. Veshe ikka ha tavshul koroi al shem oise hamin mechamesh saminim. The ikka tavshul, the dish, the name of the dish, is called the name of the Chamesh Zaminim. People will call it a mezonos dish, a cake, a pita. These type of things, it's Chamesh Zaminim dogon tikkun name. That's why you make mezonos. So it goes in the bracket of the tuffle. It's not stam that Chamesh Zaminim are always the ikka, along with Fatam, like the Rambam and the Rashba. No. Chamesh Zaminim will become an ikka if the name of the dish gets the name of the Chamesh Zaminim. That's the third idea. It's Ikka Tafel, but it's got to be that the name of the dish takes over, which is much more and much harder to find. So now let's get back now to the schnitzel. I want to say a few things from the contemporary postkin, and we'll see which shitta they fall into. That's a little bit of a funny story. I went to and looked on Otsa Chochma, and I put in schnitzel, and then I put in Eliashiv, because I didn't want to see what Rabbi Eliashiv says about schnitzels. So actually, Rabbi Eliashiv gives... Everyone quotes Rabbi Eliashiv for something else, and I'll tell you why. And one of them brings like a whole write-up of the whole conversation with Rabbi Eliashiv, and in the middle he says, what exactly is a schnitzel? So it seemed that Rabbi Eliashiv wasn't exactly clear. They told him what schnitzel was, and he wasn't exactly clear what it was, so that every time he gave a different psak, how the person explained the schnitzel to him. And in another story there it brings that someone comes and asks him, what's the bracha on schnitzel? So he said, what's a schnitzel? Let's call the Rebbetzin and ask what a schnitzel is. So the Rebbetzin comes in, and says, Rabbi Yosef Sholem, I gave you schnitzel today for lunch. So he said, oh, I washed today, so I didn't need to look what I was eating. So I didn't notice what it was. So he said, next time you give me a schnitzel, tell me it's a schnitzel, because so many people ask me what the bracha schnitzel is. So then she said, turned around to the person asking the question, says, you know, when you finished his meal, he said to me, ah, suda shlem b'shatay, and he didn't even know what he was eating. Which reminds me of another story about Rabbi Yosef, that one time, I heard from one of his Bnei Bayis that he said that when Rabbi Yosef was learning, he used to learn many, many, many hours a day. I don't know how many hours a day he learned. He said he never ever saw him falling asleep when he was learning. He didn't fall asleep, he used to learn. He was a coffee addict, he used to drink a lot of coffee, but he stayed up. So the second he sat down, The second he sat down to eat, he was fallen asleep. He was put his fork into a schnitzel and fall asleep and fall asleep. They kept waking him up. No, you're in the middle of eating. Finish off, and he used to fall asleep. When he was learning, he never fell asleep. Anyway, so that's, look, I put in schnitzel Eliashiv. So I'll tell you what basically Rabbi Eliashiv says. Basically, it seems that Rabbi Eliashiv really held that it should be mezonos because of our klal of kol sheyesh be mechamish zayin. But he said two tzirufim to be miyashiv the minig ha'olam la'esh shahakol. Two tzirufim, two interesting svaras. One svara is, he said, the Chazan Ish, he said b'shem the Chazan Ish said, it's a haste fought fish. He was talking about, actually, I'll tell you what he's talking about in a minute. It's a haste fought fish. It's still called fish. So he said that was one svara, and I'll tell you, I looked up what that story comes from, what the Chazan Ish said. Actually, Chazan Ish was talking about fish balls, he wasn't talking about schnitzels, but we could apply the svara here too. It's a haste fought fish. That was one svara he said. And a tziruv of Ar Sameach, and I didn't. It's in Hilchos Brachos. I didn't actually write down the Maramakim where it is in Ur Sameach. In Hilchos Brachos, Ur Sameach says that if you're going to add so much of this matzah meal that if it would be a roiv, it would ruin the food you're eating, or flour. If it would be a roiv, it would ruin the food you're eating. Then it's not going to be mezonos. We only say that it's mezonos that it could, but it could be a roiv. Even if it's not a roiv, if it could be a roiv, then you make mezonos. If you're going to put so much, you're going to ruin it. Then you make the other bracha. And I think the svara is, because he's going with ikka and tofel. You can't tell me that this is an ikka. If at the same time you're telling me that if it'll be roiv, it'll ruin the food. Because it's a stereo, it's a contradiction. If it'll be roiv, it'll ruin it, it can't be an ikka. To give it a shem ikka, to be considered it as the main part of the food, it's got to be able to be a roiv. It's got to be, okay, it's not a roiv, it's got to be able to be a roiv. So therefore, that's the Arsameach svara. He was talking about Pshat and the Gemara. He wasn't talking about schnitzels. That this would be an exception to the rule of Kol Sheyesh Bo Mechamesh Saminim. If it would be a roiv, it would ruin the food. We don't make mezonos. So Rabbi Eliashiv said, with the tziruv of those two svaras, number one, the Chazan Ish said, it's a heis fought fish, it's still called fish. Number two, the svara of the Ur Sameach, if it would be a roiv, it would ruin it. So, in those two svara, therefore, together, he said, that's miyashu the minigah oilam, the meishahaka. Possibly, the chaznish, the prashad of Bilashiv would have asked the shayl, if you put roiv of the matzah, would it ruin it? Maybe sometimes the shayl said yes, maybe sometimes the shayl said no. If you got a very thick batter of schnitzel, would it ruin it? I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe not. So, therefore, that's why some said shahakal, some said mazainas. In Sefer Vazesa Bracha, for a Mandelbaum, he brings down, the Bilashiv told him that it depends on the thickness of the batter. If the batter is very thick, then it's mezonos. If it's not, if it's a thin batter, it's shahakol. Probably the svara in that is that if it's very thick, then it's for tam. Why put in such a thick batter? If you're just doing it to fry it well and to keep the juices inside it, then you're doing it. Then why are you putting such a thick batter? You've got that with a thin batter. If you're doing it there, without adding so much, you're doing it for tam. The story of the Chazan Ish of the haste fought fish. Then I looked it up as well, and it's a chokhmah, of course. And it comes from a yid called Reb Deitch. He asked the Chazan Ish, what's the bracha on fish balls? Kitzitzot dag. I think that's fish balls. I think so, they're talking about fish balls. And the Chazan Ish said to him, it's a haste fought fish. Fish. It's still called fish. Haste fought fish. That is sounds very much like the Svar of the Me'iri and the Rosh. That it's got to take over the name of what you're eating. Sounds very much that Svar. And in fact, Rabbi Nissim Karelitz in his Sefer Chutshani, in Hilchos Brachos, he brings down this story. He doesn't bring it from who it was. Well, so the Chazan Ish said, it's a haste fought fish, and he puts it together with this Me'iri. It's a haste fought fish. Ruchaim Kanievsky says that he once asked the Chazan Ish about fish balls. So he said to him, Gay Freg dein Mama, go ask your mother, what's she putting it in for? If she's putting it in to hold the fish balls together, then it's Shahakon the Devi Balma. If she's putting it in, this is interesting, to make more, there should be a lot of fish that all the children should be able to have, then it's part of the food you're eating, it's to fill you up. That was your Shaila. If it's the Devi, but it's also at the end of the day, it's filling you up, then he says, the Chazan Ish told Reb Chaim, that's mezonos. So they asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, but we thought the Chazan Ish says to hate the haste spot fish. He said, I can't believe the Chazan Ish ever said that, because he told me it's different. So you can't really go wrong wherever you go. There's one beautiful svara of Reb Vosna. I think that's really the svara hamachria, why we make shahakal on schnitzels. A beautiful svara. Rav Vosna Zichron Livracha says, a tzipui, a covering, a coating, can't become an ikkar. He says like this. He says, an ikkar, in essence, means that this is defining what I'm eating. It's the main thing I'm eating for. He said that in the days of Chazal, they weren't talking about a tzipui. They weren't talking about a coating. They were talking about the Gemara's case. They have davash and shemen. What this is, some sort of pancake with davash and shemen and tavlin. And you add loads of flour and you mix it all together and you fry it in a machvas. Or you take bits of some sort of cracker and you throw it in and you mix it. All the cases of the Gemara, chavitza, very hard to work out in the case of Bacha what exactly they were eating. But he said all these things were a mixture. They were a mixture and it was made of many different ingredients. And one of the primary ingredients was the flour, the matzah meal, whatever it was. And it was a primary ingredient of the dish you were eating. It was part of the dish you were eating. It wasn't a coating. Says Rav Vosner, a schnitzel is a coating. A coating, by definition, is coating something else. You're trying to eat a piece of chicken with a schnitzel coating, with a breadcrumb or matzah meal or bread or whatever it is, or flour coating. But you're eating chicken. You're eating meat. You're eating fish. It has to have a coating. This svara is a svara which works very well. Bein shita Rambam, bein in which holds ikar v'tofel, bein in shita's Tamiri and the Rosh, which holds it has to take over the name. Obviously, it's not going to take over the name because all it is the coating. But it may also work. It may also work in Tosfos. Why? What does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, "Are you eating it lissoid es halev? Are you eating it to fill you up?" Now the answer might be that this coating will fill you up. But that's not what you're eating it for. You're eating chicken. It happens that you want the chicken to have a coating of breadcrumbs. So you're not, the breadcrumbs are not lissoid es halev. It's a whole new idea of something which is a coating of something else. You're eating chicken, which is coated in schnitzel crumbs. I saw a very interesting Shaila. How do you decide why the flour is in the food? How do you decide why it is? Is it toilet on the manufacturer? Because we have to know, is it lissed as a leiv? Is it for tan? Is it just to bind it? Is it l'reach? How do you decide? Is it toilet on the manufacturer? Or if you're by a simcha, is it toilet on the caterer? Is it toilet on the person eating? So I thought, let's turn on the fellows eating it. What are you eating it for? You're making the bracha, what are you eating it for? But Mr. Karelitz, Shlita, he paskins his toilet on the manufacturer. Because he says that, he's talking about their, I guess, it's probably the same type of thing, Encore chocolates and all these chocolates which all have in it some flour in it. And it does give a crunch, it does give some taste probably as well, but the manufacturers are really putting it in as to bind. So he says, is it toilet on the fellows eating it, or the toilet on the manufacturer? So he says that the svar with the shame, because he's going with the chaznish, the shame of an oichel is not toilet on you. You can't change the name while you're eating. You know, if you get served by a chasna schnitzel, then you don't say, all right, I'm calling this chicken, I'm calling this breadcrumb mix on chicken. You don't change the name. The name, if it's totally on the shame, then it depends on the manufacturer, because that's what Mr. Karelitz says. It could be that because that's what Mr. always goes like, that's part of the chazanish, it's totally on the name of the thing. It could be if you're going with the idea of tam, if you're going with taste, so then that might be taka toila on you yourself. So that's something which to leave open. So anyway, so let's sum up what we've said. Basically, bottom line, of course, we're all going to carry on Miki Shahakal or schnitzels. We have two svaras which Rabbi Lashev uses. Number one, the svara of the Arsa Meach, that if you put so much breadcrumbs, it would ruin it. Together with the svara that he used from the Chaznish, it's the Hasnach fish. That's the name of the dish. And then we have the svara of Vosna, that a tzipui will never take over the bracha of the macha that you're eating. And therefore, we can all enjoy our schnitzels and continue making a shahakal. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.